This is Twit.
Every time I boot up Chrome OS, and Miriam, you're a Chrome OS fan.
I'm a big aficionado of Chromebooks.
You have I have Pixel?
Yeah.
So this is the one that Google makes that is, all, you know, like $1,300. I mean, it's really expensive. But it's metal. It's got a touch screen. There's got a lot of really nice features. And I brought it out because I wanted to compare it to the latest $300 Chromebook from Samsung. One of the first things, and I don't need to tell you too much about Chromebooks. I'm sure you know already the details. It's a OS from Google that is based on the Chrome browser. Anything a Chrome browser can do, you can do in Chrome OS, but nothing else. It doesn't allow you to install apps or anything. They all have to be plugins for Chrome. So, in fact, if you want to know what would it be like to use Chrome OS, just launch Chrome on your computer, on your Mac or your Windows PC, and then don't use anything else. That's what it's like. On the other hand, what I love about this, and every time I set up a new Chromebook, I kind of go, wow, that was easy. All you have to do is turn on the Chromebook, enter your Google credentials, and boom, all your bookmarks are there.
Everything.
The way you've got it set up to look, all of your apps. And Google has really done a lot to make Chrome more and more like a real operating system, including the app, little app drawer here that holds all of the installed apps. They call them apps. They're really just Chrome extensions.
It's interesting you brought that up because, you know, if you were to install Chrome on your Windows or Mac right now, you wouldn't. There's some functionality.
No, you do get this.
You get this, but it's a, you know, it's a kind
of
an add-on.
You think it's not as nice?
I don't think it's actually nicer on Chrome, this part.
Yeah. Settings are all in the system tray down here on the right, if you don't mind me using a Windows term. And one of the settings that I think makes a Chromebook extra special is in the advanced settings. It's called Power Wash. Power Wash takes the Chromebook and wipes it, brings it back to the way it was when it came from the factory, including deleting all your data, your logins, and everything. And that's what makes a Chromebook so special. Because, first of all, it's somewhat secure anyway because you can't install unsafe extensions. You can't download malware. If you heard about the problem people have with their Lenovo laptops, there's no super fish on here. There can't be. This is all Chrome, all from Google. But if you should at any time feel like, oh, I'm a little unsafe, you just power wash it and you're back. It automatically updates, which is really nice.
And it does it really well, too. Like, it just does it in the background. It puts up a little icon on the bottom here that says
update.
Update's ready. And whenever you feel like, you click on that button and it reboots.
If you're a Google Plus user, or Google Now user, rather, you'll get your Google Now notifications in the little system tray here. Anyway, we don't need to go on and on about Chromebooks. People are used to them. Let's talk about what's specific on this one. This is Samsung's most recent edition. They call it their Chromebook, too. It feels like they've had more than two generations, but it is very much a Samsung product, right down to the faux stitch plastic that you'll see on the Galaxy phones. The Note 3. Not on the Note 4, interestingly enough, but on the Note 3. It still survives on the Chromebook. But look how thin it is, how light. A very, very comfortable feel. This is a 13-inch screen, high def. What I also like about it, with no touch, by the way, is it's got very good battery life. Samsung's claiming 8 or 9 hours. It's roughly twice that of the Pixel. That was one thing that I didn't like about the Pixel because it was an older, frankly, processor. This is a very fast Samsung Exynos processor, what they call an octo-core. I don't know if you need 8 cores of processing on a Chrome browser. You open a lot of tabs, Miriam.
Well, tabs are about RAM on Chromebooks, and CPU speed is really like a dual-core Intel Celeron performs about the same as an 8-core ARM. Like, ARM isn't quite as oomphy.
I don't know why you would even need 8 cores, but you can. Contrary to what Microsoft and its PawnStar ads implied, you can use this offline. There are offline versions of Google Mail and so forth. You can't do Google searches offline, but a lot of the work that you like to do can be done offline on this. The screen is pretty good, and you can see not great at an angle. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's certainly bright enough, and you can turn it up to even brighter. That's as bright as it gets. And I think it's very legible. 1080p, no touch. I miss touch a little bit, but we have to remember that the Chrome OS really isn't designed with touch in mind. So it's not like you need touch. For a student at $299, 16 gigs of storage, 2 gigs. I think it's 2 gigs of RAM. Now I have to pull up the specs.
You're right. It's 2 gigs.
Is that right?
Yeah. The high-end Chromebooks all have 4, and the lower-end...
No, this one's 4 now.
Wow,
this one's
4
now.
Nice.
For $299, that's
right.
So
this is good for tabs. If you open a lot of tabs, you
could have a lot
RAM.
Of tabs. I've never understood the tab fetish, but people do have it. 4 gigs of RAM, the Octa 5800, that's an 8-core. 16 gigs of storage isn't a lot, but you do, of course, as with all Chromebooks, get 100 gigabytes of Google Drive. You could add to that. I've got a terabyte of Google
really
Drive.
You don't really store anything on a Chromebook.
Put it on here.
And
you
it has
keep it
micro
on your drive.
SD on it.
That's kind of neat, too. So we have a USB cable, a microphone, a headset connector.
Yeah.
USB connector. Another USB connector here, HDMI. And under here, not an SD card, but a micro SD card slot. So you could add up to 64 gigs of additional RAM.
Yeah, it's great. You know what I love about these entry-level priced Chromebooks, personally?
You could lose them and don't have to feel bad.
No, there's that, definitely. But I think compared to a tablet at the same price, a lot of people are like, why wouldn't I buy a tablet? Because this gives you the typing and trackpad experience of a Mac
right. At
$299. And if all you're doing is spending your day on the web browser, which a lot of people do, this is awesome.
People kind of forget that most of what they do really isn't a browser now.
The keyboard
email,
is so good on this phone.
Yeah, and so high recommendations. The keyboard is, as you say, very much like a MacBook. It's the short travel, kind of chiclet-style keys. I like it a lot. The trackpads are much improved over earlier Chromebooks. This is as good as as any trackpad on any PC.
I would say that the trackpads on most Chromebooks are better than the trackpads on most Windows machines.
Cheap Windows machines, for sure. Now, this is more expensive than something like the HP Stream. It's $299, but I think a really good choice for anybody who wants the Chrome OS, whether it's whether you're an individual who just doesn't need more than a browser and wants the security of Chrome OS, a student for school, this is a great choice. I'm really a fan of – I've turned around completely. I really see the value of a Chromebook, and I have to say this is certainly one of the best ones out there. On the pros, great keyboard, great trackpad. Lightweight 4 gigs of RAM means lots of tabs just for you, and an 8-core processor means you're not going to run out of steam. It also has pretty decent battery life for a Chromebook. Samsung is saying about 8 hours. You can see I have 6 hours and 47 minutes left with 93%, so that pretty much confirms that. The cons, it isn't a touch screen. It's a little bit lower res screen than perhaps a Chromebook Pixel. I don't find that a disadvantage, but you can. I think it's IPS. You can kind of see the...
It has a matte screen, which I think is great.
Matte is nice, isn't it? It doesn't glare quite as much as, say, watch all the glare you get on
Look,
this.
It's,
you could
it's
use
Leo.
This as a mirror.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. That's the Pixel. So, yeah, I like the glary screens myself.
Is it
but
a buy
if you want
for
a
you?
Matte screen, absolutely a buy
on
the Samsung. This is the Chromebook 2 from Samsung, except for the stitching. That's another con. But not a big con. It does what it does have is it's not slippery. Some Chromebooks are a little bit slippery.
I think also not going to scratch too easily.
Yeah,
it's kind of like this rubber
nice
coated
surface.
Soft touch finish, right?
Good sound, good image, good screen, good keyboard, good trackpad. There's not much to differentiate, frankly, Chromebooks. But this is absolutely one of the leaders now in the Chromebook field. Maybe the best one out there if you want to spend less than $1,000. Samsung Chromebook 2, a buy.